It's Friday, January 12th, AD 2018. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. As we reported yesterday, Open Doors released their 2018 World Watch List of countries with the most persecution against Christians. David Curry, CEO of Open Doors USA, released a message this week highlighting three trends in the report. First, Curry noted North Korea tops the list again as a rogue nation where their leader is treated like a god while doing everything to hunt down and destroy Christianity. Second, Curry spoke about increased persecution of Christian women, with over 2,000 documented cases last year, amounting to 6 women being abused every day, mostly by Muslim men.
The data seems to prove that women, Christian women, are the most vulnerable population in the world today, with sexual harassment, rape, and forced marriage being prime tactics of extremists around the world against Christians.
Third, Curry spoke about the continued spread of Islamic persecution.
9 of the top 10 on the World Watch List this year, and the massive majority on the top 50, have the driver of Islamic extremism.
Curry encouraged Christians in the U.S. to really pray for the church internationally.
We need, as people of faith, to stand peacefully, to support, encourage, pray for our brothers and sisters around the world who are followers of Jesus. This should be a rally cry for the body of Christ, for the people who call themselves by the name of Jesus, to know that this is not individual incidents, but this is happening around the world.
You can examine the World Watch List yourself, linked in our transcript today at theworldview.com. The group called Christian Witness to Israel celebrates their 175th anniversary this month as a missionary organization, reports Christian Today. Their CEO, Joseph Steinberg, said, quote, "Jewish people are not beyond the grasp of God's saving power. We are excited by a future where Jewish people love and embrace the Messiah who came to set them free," end quote. Christian Witness to Israel has seen, quote, "a marked increase in the number of Jewish people coming to faith," end quote. And over the last couple of years, the ministry's team of international missionaries report 60 Jewish people coming to faith in Jesus, a, quote, "significant increase over previous years," end quote. Romans 10:12-13 says, "For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." British politician Tim Farron stepped down as the leader of the UK's Liberal Democrat Party last year, saying it was impossible for him to hold faithfully to the Bible's teachings and lead the Progressive Liberal Party. In a recent interview with Premier Radio, Farron said he regretted telling media in the past that homosexuality is not a sin when pressed for his beliefs. Farron stated about the questioning, quote, "Foolishly and wrongly, I attempted to push it away by giving an answer that, frankly, was not right," end quote. Farron also commented on opposition to Christianity, saying, quote, "Christianity is and always should be countercultural. So if you're not being persecuted a bit, there's something wrong. Christianity is utterly radical and countercultural. It's about living for Jesus Christ," end quote. 1 Peter 4:12-13 says, "Do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, but rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy." A Latin American human rights court said on Tuesday that nations in the region should legalize faux homosexual marriage, reports Reuters. This came in response to a petition submitted by the president of Costa Rica 2 years ago. Many Latin American countries do not support this abomination legally, but that's been changing with people of the same sex being allowed to marry each other in Argentina, Brazil, Colombia, Uruguay, and parts of Mexico, despite opposition from churches. A recent study published by the Zurich University of Applied Sciences and funded by the German government found a rise in violent crime in the country in connection with the influx of hundreds of thousands of migrants, mostly young males from Muslim countries. Criminologist Christian Pfeiffer found a 10.4% rise in violent crimes in the northern state of Lower Saxony between 2015 and 2016, almost entirely due to refugees, reports Fox News. Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban told a German newspaper on Sunday that the wave of Muslim migrants was, quote, not a wave of refugees, that was an invasion, end quote. Psalm 37 reminds us, do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. The U.S. House of Representatives passed a bill yesterday to renew the National Security Agency's Internet Surveillance Program. A number of lawmakers failed in an attempt to amend the measure to require a warrant before intelligence agencies can examine communications data belonging to American citizens. President Trump initially called out the surveillance program as having been used against his presidential campaign. After speaking with Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan, however, Trump tweeted support for the bill, saying it is, quote, about foreign surveillance of foreign bad guys on foreign land, end quote. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts announced budget plans this year to stop taxpayer funding of the murder of the unborn after an attempt failed last year, reports Life News. Ricketts' proposal would revise the state's distribution of federal Title X health care funds to, quote, ensure that no funds are used to subsidize abortion, end quote. The funds would be redistributed to community health centers with comprehensive care that do not perform abortions. And finally, when a company in Brazil found a number of their employees were illiterate, the business helped them to learn to read, reports Good News Network. The owner, Natalie Bonato, discovered over 50% of the janitorial staff could not read, so she helped them set up time with a school that used some of their workspace to learn. 5 months later, students were already writing letters and every custodian was able to read simple texts. And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Friday, January 12th in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.